Music right there from Joy Ike. That's called Everything You Have, and it's from her new album, All or Nothing. Joy is going to be at Ghostlight Coffee tomorrow night, along with Tiffany Thompson, whose music we'll hear a little later on in the show. I got to speak with Joy on the phone earlier this week, and we talked about making music and working on the album. So we're going to hear a little bit of that conversation right now. Tell me how you got started playing music. Was it something that was a part of your life, you know, from your younger years, or did you kind of come to music later on?
Well, I feel like it was a little bit of both. I think I grew up playing piano lessons. My parents made myself and my siblings take lessons growing up, but I didn't really take it seriously, and it was probably when I entered high school that I stopped playing and used the excuse that I didn't have time. And I was also playing clarinet in the marching band, and so my parents were okay with that excuse. So I stopped playing piano for about 8 or 9 years and then picked it up right before graduating from college. And that was kind of my rediscovery of music, you know, really wanting to be a songwriter, but knowing that I didn't have all those lessons that I learned as a kid on the piano. So I kind of picked up the piano again as a tool for songwriting.
What was kind of the pull or the impetus to take the piano back up? Was it that you had been kind of formulating songs in your head and had no way to get them out? Or was there a particular moment that made you say, yeah, I've got to do this?
Well, you know, what's funny is that I didn't really have anything that I was writing, but I just, like, in me, I was just like, I just know there's music there. And I just felt like I didn't have any music to kind of aid the songwriting process. And I've always considered myself more of a writer than a musician. So I think in order to kind of conjure out those lyrics and be able to write, somewhere in me, I was just like, I think I really need to start learning the piano again and familiarize myself with chords and all those things that I learned when I was a kid. And as soon as I did that, you know, lyrics started coming, you know, and that was just really the beginning of several years of songwriting.
So what's your writing process like now? Do lyrics come first, or does the music, or is it a combination of the two?
It's usually a combination, but more so an idea or concept for the song comes first, and then music comes next. And then, you know, after I kind of have those two core elements, the writing happens. And I would say I usually try and focus on working on the music of a song first, because it's a little bit of a harder thing for me to do. And then once I have those elements, it's a lot easier to write when I have, you know, the structure of the song in place. And I know, I think for some reason the words don't come as easily unless the music is there. So it's kind of been this partnership of, you know, having that exist first, having that music exist, and it helped kind of pull out these lyrics that were probably always there, you know, but I didn't notice them until the music presented itself.
Who do you sort of look to as your musical influences? When I was listening to some of the tracks on your website, I could definitely hear some Regina Spektor in there, but there's also this great percussiveness to your playing that is sort of maybe not in the traditional singer-songwriter, especially in piano-playing venue. Who are you pulling from as far as influences for both your songwriting and your playing?
Yeah, you know, that's something a lot of people have noticed about my stuff, and I always say that my background, my Nigerian background, you know, as far as musical, not necessarily influences, but just the part of my culture that's been around, that I was surrounded with as a child, always being surrounded by music and specifically drums. I think that has played a huge part in the way I play the piano and how it works itself into songs. So I can't necessarily say that I can reference any specific artists that have influenced that aspect of my music, but there are a lot of artists that that I really appreciate and really listen to and love how they approach music, how they approach creating. Fiona Apple is one of those people. She actually does have that percussive element whenever she plays. So really, really dig her style. And Nina Simone is someone that I'm just coming to know in the last few years, and I think that was really cool. And when I first started watching videos of her, I was like, you know, she kind of does that like bangy thing too, you know. And there are so many other artists that I love for different reasons. Some for their writing, some for, you know, the texture of their voice. Some people like Aqualung or the guys of Death Cab for Cutie and Postal Service. For me, it's more of how they sing and how they pull out these emotions from you in how they approach their words.
Now, tell me about the album, All or Nothing, your latest one. I know that you did some fan funding for that. What was that whole experience like, sort of going out to your fans and asking for their support as you got ready to make the album?
Yeah, I ran a Kickstarter last summer and asked people to donate to it. And it's one of the hardest things to do, I would say, as a songwriter, to ask people to give you money and hope that they'll, you know, they'll trust you to use it well, because you want people to think or to believe that your music is worth contributing to, and you hope that they'll prove that to you by donating to your project. And so it must have been, I think for me, it was a 5.5-week process. And I think 4 weeks in, you know, I was only 40% at my goal, and I started to freak out, and I was just like, okay, this obviously isn't going to happen. But people really pulled through in the last minute, and for me, it was kind of a way to validate the making of a new project. And it was really exciting just to see how other people were excited to get involved in the making. And ultimately, when the album came out, I think those same people were more excited about, you know, saying, you know, I was a part of this, and following the trajectory of the release.
Does it make it feel like, I've talked to a couple of other people that have done the Kickstarter thing for their albums. Do you get more of a sense of, now that the album's out, that it has this kind of community effort behind it rather than just, you know, you, the songwriter, putting your art out there, that you've got kind of this army of people behind you, sort of propelling your work forward?
Definitely. Yeah, totally. I feel like people are, because they're more excited about it, because they can essentially sign their name off on it, they're so excited about putting the word out and telling their friends about it. And I've also noticed that with music videos, the past couple music videos I've done have included, you know, 30 to 40 people. And I always try and, like, work my fans into the music videos. And, you know, when those videos release, they're so much more excited about sharing it with other people, and always excited to be like, oh, I'm in this, you know, I'm at the 3-minute mark and stuff like that. So I think people just want to be part of something and, you know, want to support things that they believe in.
What was your studio experience like recording All or Nothing? Did you know going in kind of what you wanted to put on the album, or did things kind of evolve throughout the studio process?
I had the songs that I wanted to put on the album ahead of time. So unfortunately, I'm not one of those people who writes a lot. Songs don't come as easily for me, and I have friends who write a new song every week, and I don't know how they do it. But I went into the studio, and I had the 10 songs that I wanted on the album. And I worked with my producer to kind of figure out how to make the album cohesive, how to make all the songs work together for the whole of the album, but how at the same time to give each song its own personality. And it was the most enjoyable studio experience that I've ever had. I don't really necessarily like being in the studio, because I definitely enjoy live shows better and being able to hang out and interact with the audience and such. So the studio is a rare place for me to create, because I feel like I don't really have that prompting to create. And so working with my producer, he just was really great in kind of capturing those things that happen at live shows and making it sound authentic, and making it sound like it has and had as much energy as it would if we were performing it live.
It does seem like it's got to be hard to sort of conjure up that give and take that happens when you're interacting with an audience, when it's just you in the studio.
Yeah, it's really hard, and I often feel like the well is dry in the studio. I feel like I just don't have any place to work from, and also it's an idea of whatever you're recording is going to exist in permanence forever. So that's also really nerve-wracking.
Do you find that, I know you said that you aren't writing all the time, but do you find that when you're out on the road and you're interacting with audiences that it's more of, inspiration and it fuels your creativity more when you are writing?
Definitely being out on the road, I do feel like material comes much more easily. At the same time, it's hard to write because every day is so different, and every day you're waking up, driving to the next place, loading in, playing, loading out, and driving some more. So it almost seems like there's not as much time to write while on the road, but I do feel like ideas come more quickly, and I usually have to capture them and, record them, on a tape player or something. But, I also found that while I'm in my car driving, spending several hours in my car and a lot of time to think and listening to other music, that's also one of the things that brings songs a little bit quicker.
Now, what does the rest of this year look like for you? You've got All or Nothing out, and you're going to be coming to the Miami Valley to play at Ghost Light. Are you going to stick pretty much to playing out on the road this year? Are you going to try to do some more recording, or have you even thought that far ahead yet?
No, actually, I have my calendar, the cities and the regions that I'll be in pretty much figured out until the end of September. And so my only goal is to be on the road this year, sharing the music with people who have been following for years and hopefully playing for many new ears. And I just have high hopes for the project and really want to get it out to as many people as possible.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks, Julia. Awesome.
That was my conversation with Joy Ike. Joy is going to be at Ghostlight Coffee tomorrow night along with Tiffany Thompson. We've got more info on the show up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We're going to hear another one from Joy's new album. It's called All or Nothing, and this is Time.
I never really worry that I was wasting my time.